Hello, ladies, and welcome to a new episode of our podcast. In this episode, I want to talk to you about how do you move out of how do you move out of the fear of uncertainty or the unknown going through a breakup. Yes, and I want to talk to you about this because again, reflecting back on my own breakup experience that ended up becoming a biggest revelations in my life, and one thing that I am so grateful for, and it helped me shift everything in my life till this day. It's something that so many like women struggle with, yes, and that is, as soon as breakup is announced, yes, whether it's you or your partner, or you mutually make the decision of the breakup, then your brain starts to come up with huge lists of questions. Oh my God, what am I gonna do with my finance? What, like, am I gonna move out? Am I gonna have like move out of the apartment or the place? Am I gonna leave the city? Do I want to still do what I do now? Like, how is my life gonna look like without him? Or so, a long list of what's going to happen. And so it's always the fear of like what is going to happen in the future without that person being in your life. And in a previous episode, I also talked about why this happens, because we got so used to being in this unity, in this like we attached who we are to the relationship that we are in, that it actually became part of who we are. It became like huge part of our identity. And that's why also, like, it takes energy to be able to accept that this unity and this no longer like exists. Yes, so for you to go back and to develop your own identity and your own presence, like with yourself, yes, which eventually, hopefully, does not depend on other people's presence in your life. You appreciate them, you love them, but their existence or non-existence does not jeopardize your own presence and your own existence in this life. And so, how do we get over the uncertainty or the fear of the unknown? Because usually this is one of the things, or like one of the like motives that drive us to do actions or to demonstrate behaviors that we later on might regret. And by that I mean, I look back and I see myself, oh my God, texting him back and trying to, you know, like settle things down, trying to like get to a mutual place where we can get back together. Yes, trying to call him, even stalking like his social media profiles, or for someone else it might be driving by his place or going to where he works, or, you know, seeing mutual friends. So all of these things that we do are our own trying to push away the uncertainty or the fear of what we do not know. And we try to go back to the box or to the frame of the familiarity or the familiar place and the familiar unity and identity that you have grown into, that is your relationship with that partner, yes? So we continue to go back to this because we are so afraid of facing uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen next. And that this unknowing disturbs us. Yes. This unknowing disturbs us, and it actually robs away our ability to make a decision that comes from our heart and our soul, it comes from a place of knowing that that is not attached to the circumstances or the current circumstances that are surrounding us. Yes, so it drops this away from us, and it just makes us continue to live in the illusion of fear that everything around us is falling apart. Well, I'm here to tell you that from my own experience, things are not falling apart. Things are falling apart for you to start to realize that that's not what you wanted to build in the first place. For you to realize that what kind of relationship you want to be in. For you to realize what kind of person you truly are. For you to realize and to discover, to take the time to discover your own emotions. Like, what do you want to do? Who do you want to be with? What kind of life do you want to create? Yes? So it's not something that we should run away from. And yet, that's what we do. And sometimes we waste years. And that's exactly what I did. I wasted years running away from what I don't know because I was too afraid. What if it's painful? Well, guess what? I was in a painful place too. So it's like pain equals pain. Then why do I stick to this pain? Because this pain is something I know, but the other pain is something I don't know. So I guess I'm just gonna stick to this one. Yes. So we always choose the pain that we know over the pain that we don't know only because it's familiar, only because it's known, only because it's certain, only because we know how it feels like. Yes, and we have experienced it before, so it has been recorded in our brains as well as in our bodies. Yes, and so for you to be able to accept the breakup and to stop trying to get back with your ex, stop trying to remend the broken relationship. Stop trying to negotiate and to try to go back, even though you know it's painful, even though you know you should not be together, even though you know that the breakup is what, like, it's inevitable. It's going to happen, whether now or later. It's just a matter of time. Yeah? So when you're over that fear of uncertainty, yes, you start to accept. And when you accept and when you trust that whatever this pain brings is for your own good, yes, you are no longer in a fight with what is. You are no longer fighting the breakup. You're no longer fighting your own emotions. You're no longer fighting your ex. You're no longer fighting what was. But you're here and you accept where you are and you're so open and so willing to embrace whatever the next moment brings. Yes? And I also love going back and talking always about why I love using meditation as the main approach that I, well, first of all, it was my own experience, so I cannot teach you something that I did not experience. I always walk the talk. Everything I'm telling you about in this episode, and I'm going to share with you in the live webinar that's going to come in the next few weeks. Everything I share with you, I did. I never teach you, I never show you anything or share with you anything that I have not experienced. Yes, I walk the talk. What I tell you is it was what exactly I did and what got me to this place. Yes. And so I'm not sharing with you things that I got from books, but only like theorized or thought about. No, whatever I put into practice, whatever I did to get me to where I am today, to get me the results that I wanted, that's what I'm sharing with you. Yes. And so meditation was the way out for me. Meditation was the way out for me because initially, I was trying to accept it only like through the gate of my mind. I was just trying to look at it and then evaluate the situation mentally. Yes. Only analytically thinking about that. Yes. And sometimes our minds don't seem to be going in the direction that we really want because they're just protecting us. They want us to stay in the comfort of the known. And when you are in the comfort of the known, you are not willing to explore the territory. You are not willing to explore what's out there, what's beyond the boundaries of the experience that you're in. So you are never going to get different results than the ones that you're getting. Yes? And so if we try to do this process mentally, then we continue to get stuck because we are pushing against our minds and our bodies. Yes, because our bodies are the ones that are experiencing the emotions. Yes, and so your body again tries to protect you because it works on alignment with your body. So your body and mind are going in one direction, and you are one. Your heart and your gut and your soul is driving you in a different one. So like this is opposition. Yes. Half of you is going right and the other half is going left. So what happens is that you stay stuck. You stay stuck even though deep within you, you know what you are supposed to do, but you don't do it. Why? Because your mind and your body are working against you. Why are they doing that? Because they're trying to protect you. They are trying to protect you from what you don't know. Yes. And that's why meditation comes in, because meditation helps you align all of these forces towards one direction. And so you become like a force, because you are a force. You are like a laser beam that's directed in one path, in one way. And then it's so powerful because there is no opposition, there is no distraction, and there is no tug of war, and there is no wasted energy that's going on in different directions because you are in war within yourself. So meditation comes in and helps you align yourself. It helps you to recollect all of these beams into one powerful force, which guides you, inspires you forward towards the life that you really want. And therefore, after that, there is no fight anymore. You show up and things start to happen faster. They start to happen easier. They happen quicker. They happen with less energy. Why? Because everything that's within you is moving in one direction and in one direction only. Yes? You're not fighting your own self. You're not fighting your body. You're not fighting your mind. You're not fighting your past. You're not fighting your emotions. You're all aligned and you are all moving towards one way. Yes. And the beauty of meditation is that when you show up and do it the right way. Now, I'm not talking about like this boring kind of meditation where you try to push yourself. There is no forcing here. There is no forcing here, especially when I'm going to like share with you in the next few episodes, like more exercises and guide you through them. You're going to find how easy the process is. Yes. And so again, the beauty of that is that when you are in a place of trust, when you're still enough, when you are still and you accept that the breakup is bringing in it good for you, and that pain is actually bringing its own gifts, its own goodness towards you and in your life, and everything in you believes that, not only your heart and your gut, but everything in you believes that. Yes? You are no longer worried about the future. You're no longer worried about the future because you're not trying to find out every step that you're going to make from this place towards where you want to go. Because you trust that all you need to do is just take the next step, and then the next step is going to show itself up. you trust that whatever happens is going to happen, like for to continue to bring the like more goodness for you and for and in your life. Yes? And that trust, that peaceful place, that accepting place, it makes the fear of uncertainty, the fear and the worry that we have once we're out of a relationship, it starts to melt away. It starts to melt away. You become very embracing. You become so accepting, and you also have no grudge towards your ex, which is amazing. Because the more you hold grudge, and even if you're trying to prove him wrong, oh, okay, I'm gonna prove him. I'm gonna show him like what he just wasted. Okay, initially, let me tell you, and I'm going to talk about like this in more detail in the next episodes. Anger could be a good place to start, but it's never a good place to continue to be. Yes. Again, that's something that meditation helps you, yes, because it saves you from falling into these traps of revenge, yes, or I'm gonna get him back. You don't get anybody back. Even if you get back together, like after some time or separation, like good for you, but you have had your own journey and you have evolved and you grew, and then maybe getting back together, like that's the best for you to become you because you became better human beings, and then at that point you are ready for each other. Yes, but again, that's not the point of this episode, and that's why that's not why I'm here. Yes, I'm not here to help you get back to your ex. That's not one of my goals. Okay, so my invitation to you today really is to just get yourself used to sitting down and taking some time for yourself, where you play some music, yes, you just allow yourself to experience whatever comes, and please stop running away from the unknown, stop numbing yourself out of pain, stop numbing yourself out of pain, because you are robbing yourself the advantage of the pain by doing that. Before you do anything, if you are going through a terrible or painful breakup, before you do anything, ask yourself, am I doing this to run away from pain? If yes, then do it. If no, that's fine. Yes? I watched YouTube for hours. I watched Netflix for hours. I slept crazy amounts of hours. Why? Because I was trying to run away from the pain. Nothing seemed to be helpful. And by doing that, I'm just robbing myself from the lessons and the goodness that the pain is here to give you. It's here to give you and to offer you some gifts until you are willing to sit with it and to accept it. Stop running away from it. You are not going to experience that. Yes? That's my invitation to you today. I hope you take it with an open heart, an open mind, and with knowing that I have the best intentions for you, and that I am really here to help you through the lessons that I learned from my own experience. Hopefully, you will do better than I did, and you will cut the journey short. It was such a delight to talk to you today, ladies. Please take some time to do the work, and hopefully you can share this with someone who really needs to hear it. And I'm looking forward to talking to you in our next episode, as well as hopefully seeing you live in the webinar. I keep talking about that. There is a topic, the link, and the dates are coming in our next few episodes. So take care of yourself, live a good life, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.